Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me, and the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad is connected via the web. That includes right now Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry Z. Boater, and Walt DeMartini. We lost the Aqua Gypsy.
I'm sorry?
In transition. Yeah, we lost her. She split. Can you blame her?
I don't think
she's with us. Barry, she split, right?
She had to go for the
She day. Didn't even say bye. She said, get me away from these losers.
No, she said goodbye.
She did? Okay. All right.
She said goodbye to us, Greg.
No, just the people that matter, not me. Understood. Yeah. Understood. I guess
Scuba Squad that wears the red hats, that is.
Right. All right. Well, I wouldn't blame her if she just said, I've had enough of you guys. Let me out of here. But we thank her for joining us for hour one. But we got a lot to cover in hour two. The dive god, Mr. Neil Watson, going to join us here in just a bit. And but to set us on track, probably a little better than hour one, I have my good friend Gabriel from Shearwater Research with us right now. Gabe, how you doing, buddy?
Talk fine, Greg. How are you doing? Did Grenada treat you well?
It did. Obviously, we've been gloating about our adventure in Grenada. Had a good time. But you spent some time. Where was it that you just got back from? Where were you spending your time at?
I was in Bell Island, in Newfoundland, and in St. John's, Newfoundland. There's a couple of wrecks over there from the Second World War sunk by German submarines in 1942, where we're diving that with Dr. Neil Pollock, and
wow.
We were also attending the Canadian Undersea and Hyperbaric Medical Association conference.
How about that? So you were doing like all this fancy highfalutin stuff while we were just going and playing around in Grenada. It sounds
he's
like
being important, Greg.
Yeah, he does. Hey, Shearwater Research is always doing cool stuff. So this was a combination work and fun trip, I assume. Is that right, Gabriel?
Always. Work is fun at Shearwater. If you love diving, you'll love working at Shearwater.
Yeah, I'm sure. I got to tell you, I was using my Shearwater Terek in Grenada, and I gave it a workout. CJ and Brittany, Tiffany, the Scuba Cowboy, Mermaid Milena, they were so jealous of my dive computra, my Shearwater Terek.
It is cool.
It is really, really nice. I love that thing. And matter of fact, Mark Evans from Diver Magazine UK, he had one. So me and him were kind of like a cool little clique of divers that we were comparing our Shearwater Tereks. You know what I'm saying? Right?
Yeah, I know Mark, and he's been testing it long term for the Scuba, for Diver Magazine UK.
So, yeah. He's digging on it, and I was too, absolutely. So when you were in Newfoundland, you went down there, you did some diving in between all the seminar stuff that you were hanging out with Mr. Pollock and all those guys, or what?
Yeah, definitely did some diving. It was quite interesting. There's these four wrecks. They were sunk in two different incursions from German submarines. They were trying to haul iron ore from the Bell Island mine into.
Yeah, he's fading. You're fading out on me, Gabriel. Lean in to your microphone just a tad. You're fading out on
me. How's this? Is this better?
Yeah, it's a little better. All right, go ahead. So
these ships are trying to transport iron ore into Great Britain.
Yeah.
The war, and German subs caught wind of it and came in a couple of times, sunk four ships. And there's a real risk. You go down there, you can see the devastation those torpedoes made. You can see some ammunition laying around. It's quite an interesting wreck. It was also interesting during the symposium that we were attending. There was some Canadian military, and they were giving a presentation on an operation they did to clean up the big shells, the big explosive shells that still remained in there. And it was quite interesting, the work that these gentlemen were doing.
How about that? Yeah, I mean, it sounds kind of intense. I mean, when you see like real, you know, live ammo and stuff like that, I mean, that's a little bit more intense than your typical fun dive that we'd see on a typical wreck. This is a little bit more serious stuff, I guess, right? What do you think?
Yeah, but, you know, depths are still available within recreational limits. I think the deepest we went was to about 100 feet, 101, something
okay.
like that.
All right. Well, that was like Bianca C wreck, you know, depths that we had in Grenada, so not much different. But water temp way colder, right?
About 50 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, way colder. I think that's safe to say. You dry suiting, I assume?
Definitely dry suiting, yes. And, you know, the interesting thing is right under, after that conference, we had to come in and join the American Academy of Underwater Scientists symposium here in Vancouver. So within 2 weeks, we were diving on both coasts of the continent. It was quite good. Again, Dr. Pollock was diving with us, and he was kind enough to bring in a, see if I pronounced this correctly, 2D echocardiogram to start measuring bubbles on divers as we were coming out of the water.
Oh, so he's doing a little Doppler study type of stuff to see how much gas was built up in people's arteries and things, and veins and
yes,
stuff like that?
Yes, yes, he was. It does use some Doppler technology, but he was quick to correct me several times, actually. It's not a Doppler. It's a echocardiogram. Okay.
I think my Apple Watch does that. Is that right? That's not the same thing, I'm guessing. I don't know. But he's always...
We'll have to ask Dr. Doug.
Yeah, well, exactly. And we're going to do that actually next week on the show. Yeah, we're going to take the Tarek and do a cavern course. Are you cavern and cave certified yourself there, Gabriel? Do you do that stuff too, or no?
No, I mostly do wrecks and some deep stuff. I have had many friends try to coax me into caverns and caves, and maybe one of these days I'll just give in.
Well, I think you should. That's kind of what happened to me and CJ. I mean, we've been talking to Dr. Doug for the last few months about doing this, and finally, you know, the planets have aligned, and we're going to bring everybody along for the adventure, hopefully, if we can, you know, do the show in between our dives. That is the plan, so everyone will have to listen, and including you, Gabriel. Maybe you'll listen and say, hey, if these idiots can do it, maybe I can pull this off fairly easily after
maybe
all.
Maybe one day I can join the fun.
That's right, as you should. I mean, you'll be here in Orlando for DEMA, so who knows? That's only a month away. Maybe might be able to make that happen then. You never know, right? I mean, Shearwater.
Never know.
Can you give us any kind of, I don't know, tease of what Shearwater might be doing at the DEMA show, or is it too early? Or if you tell us, you got to kill us kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, so...
What do you think?
No, actually, it's something interesting that's already happening. We started in Asia with the Tarek that you like so much. We have been making different color bezels available, particularly the silver one and a Shearwater blue, along with 9 more colors for solid colors for different watch straps. And
okay.
Also... NATO straps, nylon straps, so all sorts of neat things that to go along with your Tarek that allow you to color your dive. That's what we're going to be calling it.
There you go. You can accessorize your Shearwater Tarek
exactly.
computer. Yeah, Shearwater Research, Google it. Shearwater.com is the website. Go there. Find out about the Tarek and their entire line of dive computers. They are impressive, like the iPhone of dive computers. They do everything. They look great, and they're easy to operate. You know, if I can do it, you can do it, right? CJ wants one.
But I do. Better than Google it. Just go buy it. Just take our word for it.
Like, it's awesome. That's true. That's true. So true. Yeah, Jerry's using one right now,
right?
Too.
Christmas is coming up.
So what are you saying? You're going to buy me a second one?
No, you should buy me one for
Christmas. Oh, that's what you're thinking. Yeah, dream on, Mr. Trader, who does commercials for the people that are trying to derail our awards. You heard that.
Sorry.
You heard that, Gabriel, didn't you? Isn't that just sad? You can't even count. I got moles inside my crew.
I did hear all that. Yeah. It was a well-orchestrated campaign, man.
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't think he was saying that as a compliment. I don't think. It was just like, you know, you have moles, you got to flush them out and can't count it. You know, everybody's working against you. But what are you going to do? More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Dive industry professionals in the know, go to the DEMA Show, the Diving Equipment and Marketing Association trade show in Orlando, November 13th through 16th, allows you to connect with over 600 leading dive equipment manufacturers, travel destinations, apparel wholesalers, and service providers from around the globe. It's the largest diving event for dive professionals in the world, and why you see Scuba Radio at the entrance every year welcoming the 10,000 attendees each morning. The DEMA Show, November 13th through 16th in Orlando. More info at DEMAShow.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun. You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go, okay?
Oh.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to going down. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubba Boy are in the studio with us. We are on Facebook Live, and I think I apologized for that once if you're online and watching us. The good news is you can't see Barry the Boater, Jerry the Diver Guy, or Captain Walt DeMartini. And actually, it'd be good if you saw Captain Walt, because usually he has some eye candy behind him. There on the waterway in South Florida.
Behind him or in front of him or next to him.
Somewhere close by for sure. But I don't know. Walt, have you seen any folks there floating by recently?
We have one requirement.
Yeah. And that would be
breathing.
You got to be breathing.
Breathing.
Okay. All right.
He got nervous there for a minute.
No, I knew what to expect. I know the clientele that have a tendency to drift by the Gomez Hilton. It's quality.
Would that qualify as a booba diver?
Possibly a babe underwater breathing air. Yes, absolutely. Yep. You know, last week when we were in Grenada, some stuff got brought up as we were comparing. I was comparing our Grenada dive adventure to the last time I'd been there about 7 years ago. And it was phenomenal. It was first time for Brittany. It was first time for CJ. And you know, I kind of went in with it like, look, this is going to be a new adventure. It's been way too long since, you know, I've been to the Spice Island. I knew we'd have a great time, but there was no way I could, you know, eclipse the time that we were there last time. It was just magical. That first time experience is hard to replicate, but boy, did we have a blast. But we were talking about, hey, remember this time we went over here and I did this? You guys got to see this. And I was telling them about the chocolate that they make there on the island, and we picked up a bunch of that. I mean, I bought like $40 worth of chocolate to bring home. Grenada. They make all this cocoa and everything.
Yeah. I gave some away and I ate some.
Right. But we talked about, we went and saw some of the forts and some of the... stuff topside they have there on the Spice Island. And I don't know how it got brought up, but we were talking about, some of these old forts that they've been around for hundreds of years. And, there's been, killings here from wars and things like that. And some of the places kind of had a kind of a creepy vibe, kind of ghosty kind of feel to them. You remember that, CJ? It was kind of...
I didn't get any weird vibe.
What?
It was a beautiful day and I was enjoying the view.
No, we were
on the top of the... atop of one of the hills.
Yeah, but we were,
right over the bay. I was looking at the ocean.
Right, but there was that one time when it was a little, overcast. We had some rain. It was a little foreboding kind of looking. And hair standing up on your arms and stuff like that. You didn't feel that?
No.
Like, who was I talking to? Milena?
I'm not very spiritually in tune.
It was Milena or Brittany. Or maybe it was Tiffany or Pup. I forget.
But somebody.
We were talking about these ghosts.
You feeling the ghosts?
They were picking up. They were picking up some vibes, and then of course that led to.
Talking about ghosts.
Yeah. Well,
I thought you were like souvenir shopping with.
I said there's nothing to be afraid of. I wouldn't be freaked out about this stuff, but it is. We're getting closer to Halloween. Here we are in the middle of October. We just got a couple weeks away, and Fletcher got brought up.
Oh
yeah.
Do you believe in Fletcher?
Well, I
think he's real.
I don't know. What about that, Barry? Do you believe in Fletcher? Barry? Wake up, Barry. Barry?
I believe in Fletcher.
Greg. Sorry, I was asleep.
Yeah, I know. Fletcher, wake up already, will you?
What? You never call me. What? Who is Fletcher? What's a Fletcher?
not a Felcher, Barry.
No. Fletcher. The ghost. Yes. You never heard about the ghost?
Fletcher the goat? No.
The ghost. Golly. Jeez, listen, ghost. Barry. Listen.
He's very
listening.
Bad.
I'm listening. It's a very bad ghost. Or a goat? I have no idea.
No, it's a ghost.
There are goats on the island.
Yeah, there were plenty of goats, but we were talking about...
I'm sure there were a lot of ghosts of those goats around, too.
Well, I don't know, but, Fletcher is a ghost. I told the ladies, I said, hey, if you do feel anything weird
smell anything.
Well, yeah. I mean,
sometimes
Fletcher.
There's a smell associated.
I mean, Jerry, the diver guy, knows about Fletcher, right?
Oh,
Jerry?
Yeah.
He's pretty popular up there in the mountains of Virginia. And I don't know about the Gomez Hilton. What about you, Walt? Have you ever had anybody see sightings of Fletcher, especially around the Halloween season? Or no?
No ghost, and no. We can't talk about the goats, but I want to know about the goat bar, where the goat bar is.
Well, we'll get to the goat bar, but I just want to make sure everybody knows about Fletcher, so, because it is that time of year.
And Greg, you could tell the story of Fletcher for those that don't know it.
For it, Greg.
Yeah, really? Okay, well, I'm not going to tell the story. All right, let's just play his own little,
he does sonnet. Have a jingle.
Yeah, it's kind of like a sonnet, the story of Fletcher. Yeah.
Fletcher. Fletcher, Fletcher.
If you're all alone and you hear a sound, the air smells rank and no one's around, you know it just ain't right because no one's in sight and you didn't eat beans last night. Before you try to blame your dog, here's the reason for the fog. You can boast, the smelly host is Fletcher the farting ghost. Oh, Fletcher the farting ghost is the smelliest ghost you'll see.
Look at Barry.
He's your excuse. When you want Barry. To say that smells not
you're
me, so
it,
when
huh?
it smells like something died and crawled inside your ass,
uh-oh.
Remember if no one's around, it's probably the ghost with gas.
Fletcher, 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 Fletcher.
So I'm watching the closed caption video and I see Barry. You can just see it, him light up. And it's like, oh, Fletcher, of course. I know Fletcher.
He was farting along.
That was fantastic. That's the best thing you've done in a while.
Oh, well.
And that was done that like
hurt.
30 years ago.
That yeah. was low.
No, 3 years ago.
30. Yeah, we'll go with three. Let's just go with three. But yeah, so now you've been warned. Now, I told the ladies in Grenada, I said, you know, Fletcher has not been seen underwater in the 22-year history of scuba radio, but if you ever see, you know, some bubbles just like coming out of the water column out of nowhere, now you know why.
That haven't come from a regulator?
Correct. Or, you know, the board shorts of your dive buddy.
That's what you call an evergreen bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Halloween. You know, that was our little gift. And I think we apologized up front.
No, you didn't.
No, okay.
Don't. Just, you know. Leave it
yeah,
out
there. Okay.
I live it every day.
All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me, Barry the Bugger, Waldy Martini.
I'm here.
We got Casey the Tobacco Nut back, I believe.
I am back.
Yes.
Everyone is back.
And then Vinny Two Tanks as well. And so, you know, Vinny's out there on the left coast. Vinny, are you awake?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. Making sure. Yeah.
And he proudly wears his beanie.
He does. Does everybody like the beanies that Barry was nice enough to supply?
It's wonderful, Greg.
Well, it goes with the motif of my booth, so it's pretty cool.
That's right.
Barry said if we didn't wear the beanies, you'd kick us off the show.
Well, he is he's a liar. But
thanks, Walt.
But I'm not telling you anything you didn't know.
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, is that Vinny that said that?
What?
Or Casey? Someone
Vinny and
said
Walt.
That.
No.
Wasn't me.
You're hearing voices. It was Fletcher.
Fletcher.
It was probably Fletcher. Exactly.
Fletcher. I like that. I want to hear that again.
No,
probably the baying of a goat.
So actually, Walt was asking about the goat bar. And Walt, you were asking that because that's a popular place in Grenada. Is that why you were asking or no?
I'm not sure. You guys were talking about a goat bar somewhere. Maybe it wasn't on the island of Grenada. It might have been somewhere else in the Caribbean.
I think they actually...
That's in Ceiba.
Was it Ceiba?
Ceiba.
I think
yeah.
there's a goat bar in Grenada maybe too, though. We have an... Oh, that's right. You're talking about the Tipsy Goat and Ceiba. There's that.
Right. That's it.
Yep. Right. So that's at the top of the island of Ceiba. Correct. But I think there might be a goat bar in Grenada too. Goats are pretty popular in these islands of the Caribbean. You know, they all have
they make
a goat
curry
bar.
Out of them.
Well, they do that. They throw goat in there sometimes as a mystery meat. If you order some of that or oxtail, that kind of stuff. We didn't have too much, elaborate type of food like that in Grenada other than the roadies, which, CJ loved those.
What happens to the rest of the ox if they only eat the tail?
I don't know.
It oxidizes.
Oh, of course.
That's it.
When will the comedy begin?
Soon.
Maybe.
Soon, I'm told.
After the show.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I used to watch you at the improv when I was starting out. Things you made me laugh so hard because I had just started learning to scuba dive. You did that bit about scuba diving and how the whole point of the sport is not to die.
There's a fish, there's a rock, who cares? Don't die.
Then we can go scuba diving.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubba Boy are in the studio. We got Captain Walt DeMartini, Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Vinny Two Tanks, Barry the Boater or Bugger. Yep. Take your pick. It's the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. So we got a full
Barry
crew.
Barry the Booger.
Scuba Squad.
Yeah, let's just go with that.
You can recognize them by their attractive red hats.
True.
We're the Red Hat Raiders.
Yeah, okay, if you say so. We have Mermaid Kristen working on a shirt for you guys. Anything to cover you up would be good. We'll see if that materializes. But in the meantime, we have connected with the Dive God. Mr. Neil Watson is with us via FaceTime audio. How are you, Mr. Watson?
Fantastic, my friend. Fantastic. Sounds like you got the whole group of bandits.
Yeah, the whack jobs are on display.
Blitzers.
For sure. And but that's just what we do. Yeah, so, first off, Neil, what do you think about this award we're up for? You heard about this Diving Community Award. How about that?
You know what? I voted for you today.
Oh, wow. Look at that. We got two votes.
I had to track down my username and my password to get online to vote for you.
Well,
you got the Dive God vote today.
How about that? That holds some clout right there.
I sent word to Neil, the first person I sent it to.
Yeah,
and I had to go through Walt to get to him.
Well, of course,
you've already won.
Yeah, you know what? I have.
Have two votes now.
In my heart, I have one for sure. No doubt. The Dive God thinks we are the
diving community. How many cigars is that going to cost us, Dive God?
What do you think?
Oh, many cocktails, young man.
Many cocktails and cigars are a bonus. But we got Casey the Tobacco Nut to cover that base. Whatever we got to do, bribe, booze, you know, where
Blitzers.
Okay, there's that.
The Bimini Bar.
Right. Well, supposedly, just for the record, they're going to announce I don't know if you know this, Neil, but they're supposedly going to announce the winner of this on Thursday morning at the DEMA member meeting. And
well, Walt could never make it.
Well, I'll tell you, I may not be able to make it.
That's when we're 7:30 or something.
Well, it's actually usually right before the show, which is when we open the show, the exhibit show floor each morning. So I normally can't go. So what I think we're going to have to do, just in case there's a slight chance that we win this thing, we need to send some type of representation for Scuba Radio to accept the award.
It can't be the Boob Squad.
Morning awards. I got to be over the dry heaves to accept awards.
What do you think, CJ?
If you win this award, do you get like a sash like Miss America? Is that or like a wrestling belt or something?
Well, you know, once again, it's not for me. It's for Scuba Radio. So,
but you are the face of Scuba Radio. You are the host of Scuba Radio, the creator of Scuba Radio.
How can you be a face of radio?
Right. I got the perfect one for it, though.
Trust me.
Yeah. Right. I don't know.
I shaved today because I knew Greg was going to call me. So
exactly. He knows the routine. He's been hanging with us for years.
Greg will receive a tiara of sardines.
Huh. That would be that or a watch cap.
And mustard.
But I already got one. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. Honestly, we kid, but it's an honor to be nominated. It is.
Maybe it's like a Super Bowl ring. That'd be cool.
Well, that'd be awesome. But that costs money and stuff, so I'm sure there won't be. I'm guessing, I get like a dinner for two at Golden Corral.
I know. Neil's got his dive god. Doesn't he have a dive god necklace?
Yeah, he does.
You get a sea champion necklace.
A sea champion?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. But yeah, I don't think it'd be anything. Well, I don't know.
And then on the back, you have it engraved. Suck it, losers.
We could do that. Yeah.
It's a puffer fish.
Okay, maybe.
Is that like a pearl necklace?
Stop it. Inappropriate.
Ooh.
Anyway, let's talk about more, you know, interesting
Not
things.
Not safe for work.
The dive guy, Neil, you know, what have you been hearing from the Bahamas? Everything's going well as far as...
Well, like I say, 98% of it wasn't affected, so
right?
So life is good, and if anybody wants to support the Bahamas without sending some cash to the poor people that were devastated, go to the Bahamas and have a good time and spend some money over there, because it's all you know, flows downhill to the people that need it.
Yeah, best way to support them is to go visit them and spend your money and have a blast. I mean, that's a win-win for sure. And you can't emphasize that enough. Now, we are going to be working with the Bahamas again, once again, at the DEMA show, and doing happy hour events each day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So it's going to be a good time for sure. And it always is better in the Bahamas in that sense.
Maybe we should go to the Bahamas and invite people to come be with us.
There you go.
Okay, you mean go to the Bahamas, like schedule a trip and invite people that are listening to us right now to join the party?
Yes, people that are listening to us now.
Everybody report back the lack of devastation to the Bahamas.
True. As we get there, and then after, we might have to have, you know, here's what we left behind.
We should really go to it's a fact-finding mission.
Yeah, good point. It's a little bit of research and development kind of thing. I like the way you think there, Casey. We could
I think
pull
this could be
off.
A good team-building exercise for our leader.
I agree.
Or
maybe it could be a reward if we end up winning this Dive Community Champion Award.
Hey, there you go.
I like that.
Yeah, the entire crew can pay to have me go to the Bahamas
and leave you there.
Set home, and then I'll tell them how cool it is.
Well, you already do that all the time.
They've got a fast ferry running out of Fort Lauderdale to Bimini now. So loving it, man. I'm my house is like a 6-minute Uber ride from the ferry boat, and I'm over there in 2 hours.
Excellent.
I'm diving by 1 p.m. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Have you been over the Bahamas last week or two, Neil? Did you pop over there for a day or two or no? Have you been over to Bimini the last week or two while we were in Grenada or no?
Yeah, I didn't. I'm probably going to go over next week.
But the weather, I mean, I will say this really wasn't a negative, but I will tell you, when we were down at Grenada, it was hot. It was like Orlando in August. Very steamy, very muggy, you know, and it felt great in the water. But
the diving's better.
The diving was pretty good. I ain't going
to
lie.
Compared to Orlando.
Well, yeah. Compared to Orlando, for sure. But I'm just saying, weather temp, I didn't expect it. Yeah. I didn't anticipate correctly, because I was like, I thought we were going to go down there and experience those nice ocean breezes that you get, especially this time of year. It's actually starting to cool off where we're based in Orlando a little bit. And it was not the case.
Yeah, I was like, feels like home.
Yep, in August.
Yeah.
No, September and October is my favorite months in the Bahamas. I mean, the seas are flat. It's starting to cool down.
Right.
Air temperature, but the water's still in the mid-80s. The islands aren't that busy. The diving's spectacular. You know, if people can get away during that time, it's absolutely the best time to go to the Bahamas.
No doubt about it. It really is, because the seas are flat and calm. And you know, the visibility and the diving conditions in Grenada were awesome.
I think it was like 84 degrees every day.
It was definitely Watson 80 kind of numbers.
I love it.
Yeah, no wetsuits.
Yeah.
Not for us. Greg.
Yes, Jerry.
You know what's coming up soon, don't you?
The Christmas. DEMA show, Halloween, what?
Hammerhead season.
Uh-huh. Well, that right after DEMA, like I said. They'll be in high gear by then, right, Neil?
Yeah, well, December.
Okay, December. All right.
Yep.
They come in for Christmas.
Right after DEMA. After DEMA. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, they're booked. We got them coming.
All right. Yeah, they spend you know, their winter vacation. The great hammerheads come into Bimini.
Hammerheads booked their room, huh?
Yeah, we didn't see hardly any sharks in Grenada. I mean, that's just depends on where you go in the world. They don't have a ton of sharks there like they have in the Bahamas. So it just kind of depends on what you're looking for. So you know, that's but obviously
I saw only two, and one of them was gigantic.
You saw a big ass nurse shark,
real
right?
Big one on Friday.
Yeah, well, they got those, but that's what they're known for in the Bahamas: big sharks, and especially those great hammerheads.
Yeah, we got to get back there for sure.
All right, well, we may have to work that out here. Maybe a little Christmas gift to us, yeah, if we win. So start campaigning, boys.
I'll talk to the drunken right. Santa.
Yeah, Neil, thanks for the update. We appreciate it, my friend. Always good catching up.
You got it, pal.
Check him out, neilwatson.com, whether it's Bimini or, you know, just Google him. You'll find all the story, where to go.
Now I want to be like Neil and take that fast ferry to Bimini.
Who doesn't want to be like Neil? Everybody, right? More coming up. Stay close. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The last time you were here, you were talking about you and Emily swimming with sharks.
That's right.
And
I love to terrify my wife.
Yes, and it was your honeymoon.
It was.
And which is, you know, you hear stories about people going scuba diving on their honeymoons and strange things happen.
Yeah.
You were how far down?
I was 100 feet deep.
I don't scuba dive, but that seems deep.
Yeah, it's like the bottom of the earth. It's very scary.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead tonight.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio.
Present.
And Casey the Tobacco Nut, Captain Waldy Martini, Barry the Bugger, Vinny Two Tanks, and Jerry the Diver Guy. Price, part
what's
of the
going on?
Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. All right, so on the way to
we
the
are
show.
Here and eager to participate.
Okay. On the way to the show today, CJ stopped by a dive shop here in Orlando, Seminole Scuba, right? CJ?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Seminole Scuba.
Yeah. And the reason was he had to pick up a dive tank for our adventure, which you're going to hear all about next week on the show. And that would be when CJ and myself go to Jenny Springs to partake in our first, well, first part of a cavern course at Jenny Springs in North Florida. Well, I don't know, Northwest Florida, I guess you would say. Who's been to Jenny Springs? Casey, you've been over there? You have, haven't you?
I have been to Jenny Springs.
I have.
Yeah, you'd say it was in the northwest corner.
Yeah. And who else said they had been there? Jerry?
I have. Yes.
Yeah?
Wow. I don't go north of Palm Beach.
Okay. All right. Well,
smart
that's
man.
Captain Walt. He has his limitations for personal reasons, I believe. But yeah, I've
legal,
been there.
Legal reasons.
I actually have never dove. Jenny Springs. So I'm looking
You've
forward to
doing it. You've never dove in Jenny Springs?
I've been there. I've been to the dive center before, but I've never actually got in the water and did any diving.
What the heck?
Why'd you go there if you weren't diving?
We went over and did a little thing with the dive shop, and I just saw the layout of the dive shop and stuff. They got a fine little facility there. It's been actually quite a few years. But, you know, the water temp has always been the thing that's turned me off. So I've been to some of the other springs, like 40 Fathom Grotto and some of those other places, Devil's Den, I've been in the water there, but I've never actually dove in Jenny Springs. Probably one of the most popular springs, if not the most popular spring in Florida. Would you agree with me on that, Jerry, since you've been there?
I agree with you.
Yeah. So we're going to do this. We're going to do this cavern course, get through some of the skills, go over there and have some fun in High Springs country.
Give me an excuse to wear my hoodie, which I never wear.
Well, you could wear your watch cap instead.
Greg, you got your heated rash guard. No sweat.
That's
the
right.
The wash cap is for after the dive.
Well, what if you wore it during the dive?
Now, then you'll have a wet, soggy mess on your head.
It'd be a wet watch cap, I think, is the technical term. So you could do that, CJ. I got a little beanie I'm going to wear. I think it's called a squid.
I've got just a neoprene, you know.
Yeah.
Hood.
Well, mine is called a squid.
I look
it's
fine.
72 degrees, just like all the other springs.
I look like a ninja.
It's going to feel really cold on a summer day.
No, it's going to feel refreshing.
Don't forget to charge your batteries.
For my heated rash guard?
Of course.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not
seen Naked Abe, Greg.
I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to use my heated rash guard. I've dove in the springs before. I've done the 72 degree. Water.
It's been a while.
We've been a while.
Do it over at,
yeah, well, no, you did it in L.A. a couple years ago.
Well, it was colder than that was colder than 72 when we did that L.A. dive.
Right. That was pretty cold.
That was cold. That was
when you dove with me and Butch that time.
With who?
When we went on that trip to Catalina and we dove. Remember?
That was way colder than 72.
Oh, was it okay?
Oh, hell
it's about
yeah!
52.
I don't know if it was 52.
Probably
it was in the 60s.
Yeah, but you had the heater,
and I had the heated rash guard, and that was fine. But I've dove the spring 72 with a 3 mil, and
that's what I'm doing,
and a little bit of a hood or a beanie or something. I'm good for a 30-40 minute dive. After that,
hey Greg, holler at me. I'll come out and videotape you guys.
Okay, hey Casey, we'll be there tomorrow. You going to join us?
I'll be there.
Okay.
I got an idea.
Yeah?
I'm going to fill my wetsuit with Hot Pockets from the microwave.
Okay. That'll be fun to
That'll
watch.
Probably keep it warm.
There's fish in them waters.
You go drink a gallon of water and you'll keep yourself warm.
Yeah, but only temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to ration out your warmth.
Let's not forget this is like Florida's water supply, drinking water supply, so...
Well, all the way up north, by the time it gets down here, I'm not worried.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
You need to Google Naked Ed.
Naked Ed?
Yeah.
Why would I want to do that?
He's up on the river in High Springs.
I was hoping Ed was short for Edna. At least. Yep.
Who is Naked Ed? Is he related to Naked Scuba Boy?
He's a guy that lives on the river and he's naked all the time.
What river? Over by Jenny Springs?
Yeah.
Really? Have you seen Naked Ed? Do you know? Do you have a personal relationship with this individual?
What? I've heard people talk about
it. You're killing me.
Well, at least Vinny is entertained. That's all that matters.
Barry, Google that, please.
I don't know if you should.
And then erase your search history.
Wow. Okay, so we should look out for Naked Ed. Yep. But we'll have a doctor with us. Dr.
Doug.
Doug, yeah. I was going to say.
Are you guys going to do the Dr. Doug song while you're with him?
You know, I think it's pretty much a given. We pretty much have to play that when we work with him. He may not appreciate it, but we will probably have to work that in sometime at some point during the broadcast next week. And then 2 weeks from today, our broadcast from the Explorer Ventures vessel there in the Red Sea with Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. It's going to, you know, we got to chalk, you know, a schedule that's crazy busy. But we appreciate you joining the party.
Whoa, hey, look at the time.
Oh, we got to go.
Hey, just be safe next week.
Okay, thanks, Barry. Thanks, Barry. We really appreciate it, Barry. It's nice of him. He cares. All right. Hey, look, till next week, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where? Down where
it's better. Blah,
blah, blah, yeah. Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.